727 Slide American State Trials 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Mrs. Herman H. Hirsch. Candler's influence and power were significant. She did not ask him to support her in a denial that Cook would never dare to challenge against their combined statements. No, she wanted to impress upon Candler that Handsome Bill was going to tell her husband. Candler wouldn't speak to her, so she confided in Forrest Adair. She was perfectly frank and immediately confessed the immoral act. Can you imagine any decent woman admitting her shame when there was no one in the world to deny her innocence but a hobo like Cook? Wouldn't Mr. Candler have stood by her, whether they were guilty or not, and crushed Cook? Did she give Mr. Candler an opportunity to defend her character? No. She was led into the shambles by her lawyers in the defense of Cook. She had to defend a lie. She sat by and heard Cook's story without protest. She never asked for help, protection, or aid, not even bond. She wanted to play the suffering martyr. She admitted she could have gotten out of the tower, but wished to appeal to sympathy, so she stayed in. Any man would lie to protect the honor of a woman. Wouldn't Cook? If he had been halfway a man, he would have done so. The charge to the jury. Judge, gentlemen of the jury, a true bill has been found against both Cook and Mrs. Hirsch by the grand jury, but the indictment is of no evidential value, being merely the method employed to bring them to trial. One defendant has been tried and convicted, but the present jury has nothing to do with that trial or verdict and must disregard it, except for those points introduced as evidence in this trial. They must disregard all other references to the first trial made by counsel on either side. They must disregard all references to other bad women, both of history and modern times. They must disregard all appeals of counsel not based on facts brought out by testimony. Two sacred voices alone are allowed to enter the jury box.